All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. This is the show in which, you know, we dig deeper into technology and the ins and outs. Technology itself, though we use it, you know, discussing it sometimes becomes challenging. But using it is easy because you just click your finger on something. But to get into understanding why and how and when and where you are using becomes a problem. And that's why, you know, we have smartphones in our pockets. You don't even care to really find out more on how it can benefit you beyond you calling and, you know, SMSing. As long as my WhatsApp is on and I have data, as long as I can, you know, access TikTok and Twitter, as long as I am on Facebook, I'm fine. But that is only 1% of what your phone can do, 0.1%. The 99% you are actually neglecting or you are underutilizing your phone. Yesterday we were talking about, you know, a story on Nelly Cheboi, who was able to transform herself or her life, you know, by creating, coming up with a tech company that is Tech Lead Africa. And we were talking about, you know, that the opportunities, and I want to continue with the digital transformation issue. And I want to continue it. Now, according to the World Economic Forum's report, they reported that from 2020, that is a 2020 World Economic Forum report, they said that around 2018, the number of bytes, according to them, the number of bytes around us of data, now we are talking about the digital universe. The number of bytes in the digital universe were more than, you know, were more than the stars in our universe, in our physical universe. So the stars were outnumbered by the bytes in terms of data in the digital universe. Now, the digital universe is consisting of the platforms that you are living on. And now we have, you know, issues of avatars, the digital you. So as we come to that point of you being existing twice, that is twin technology. Twin technology means you existing in two worlds. You existing in two worlds. You exist in a digital world and at the same time in the physical world. You exist in the digital world as an avatar. And then you also exist in the physical world as a human being. And then we talk about the hologram and all that, those deep, fascinating technology. So the number of bytes, data, when we talk about data, we look at how much is is being stored and generated? How much is being generated and stored? And, you know, if you look at your phone right now, I'm not sure about Android, but if you look at your Apple phone, you find that if you run out of a memory, you are able to buy cloud memory. You are able to either buy 50 gigabytes, not even gigabyte, but terabytes. Terabytes, we had, before that we had megabytes or kilobytes, that's 1,000 bytes. And then we come back to megabytes, which is 1,000,000 bytes. And then we come to gigabyte, which is a billion bytes. And then now we are at terabyte, which is 1,000,000,000,000 bytes. It's 1,000,000,000,000 bytes. And if you check your hard drive in your on your computer, if it is a 1 terabyte, it's a 950 or so gigabyte memory. So that's a 900 or so gigabyte memory. And if you buy a 16 gigabyte, you know, memory phone, in some instances you see that your free memory will be 11 gigabyte. The other 5 will be reserved for your operating system, of the phone. So things started small. They started with kilobytes. They improved it. They came to 1,000,000 byte. Kilo means 1,000. So they came to 1,000,000 byte, which is megabyte. The first memory sticks. The first memory sticks were Kingston memory sticks, if I'm not mistaken. They had only 512 megabyte of memory. And the first phones, the first phone were also having a 512 megabyte before we start to have 1 gigabyte or, you know, 4 gigabyte in the form of Samsung Android. When they started to have 1, 2 gigabyte or 4 gigabyte, and it comes to 8 and then 16. And right now you have, you know, powerful memories that are coming, that are being, you know, powerful capacitors and, you know, processors, and that are being developed and improved, you know, to increase the memory for the sake of data. Because data needs to be generated and data needs to be stored. That's a universe, that's a digital universe that we are living in. The physical universe is having stars and clouds and all that. And the digital universe is also having stars called data. So, and those stars are measured in bytes. Just like we have the mathematics of counting stars, there are millions of them in our physical universe. So in the digital universe, we also have, you know, trillions of data. Now, according to the report, there are 4.8 billion people online. You know, 4.8 billion people online. These 4.8 billion people are using internet. So that is, you know, the world is 7.8 billion. So it's only 3 billion people that are not using internet. And the number of people using internet is increasing. So it is in, the number is increasing. And the number of devices that are connected is also increasing. Now, how much money is being made, you know, from this huge data that is being collected from 4.8 billion people? That's $1 million per minute. So $1 million per minute. So that's $1 million per minute. And this money is spent on commodities. People are now trading online. They are now buying. They are now ordering online. You communicate through platforms with suppliers in America and in China, for example. And, you know, your goods are delivered. Your goods are delivered. It's digital universe. It's a global village. That's a digital village. It's a digital shop. One-stop shop. That you have a variety of, you know, choices to make. You have a variety of, you know, commodities to run through. And then, you know, different one type, but varieties. You have varieties of suppliers and dealers to choose from or to deal with. And you are sorted. But as an ordinary person, are you benefiting from this $1 million per minute? So that's a huge economy. This is a huge economy. And are we benefiting from that huge economy? Is it benefiting you? With what do you go online? What do you use to go online? You have a Samsung J5. You have an iPhone, you know, X or an iPhone, whatever. You have an Xperia. Then you go online, but most of us, like I said, we are only using 1% of the phone. And well, those who are savvy enough, who are tech savvy, they can get jobs online. They can get online jobs. Somebody can work from here for a company that is in America or for a company that is in China. Somebody is able to work from here. Those who are tech savvy, who understand the value of a digital economy. They understand the value of digital economy. Now, when it comes to the issue of digitizing, there are projections that for the within the period of 10 years to come, Africa will be one of the digital places in the earth, because there is a rapid increase of device usage in Africa. And the EU has, the EU have actually pledged that they are going to work together with Africa in making sure that they improve the internet in terms of coverage and connectivity. And That is what Europe wants to bring. But then I would have thought that Africa, since there are reports that say that Africa is, you know, ahead, its banking sector is very much advanced, I would have wished that Africa also penetrates the market, the European market. So I would have thought that Africa also penetrates the European market because they have advanced banking sector with their digital, you know, transactions. So when we are talking about the global, when we are talking about the global economy being transformed into being digital, of course we will get somebody who is more savvy in crypto, how it works, or blockchain technology, because countries like El Salvador, they want to approve cryptocurrency. And there is an African country also that unfortunately I can't now, you know, remember correctly, that is also working on, you know, that has also declared, you know, cryptocurrency, that they are using Bitcoin in their mainstream economy. So that is going to be more of a game changer. But something that is difficult to understand with the digital economy is that the digital economy is too independent. The digital economy is too independent. You know, it's like it ran itself. It's not like the traditional conventional economy that we have, you know, that need to be regulated by, you know, governments. So the digital economy is very, very, very free. It's totally independent. Because there are a lot of, you know, platforms that can administer the digital economy, that can administer digital money. There are a lot of coins or a lot of cryptocurrencies. And it will be difficult to even, you know, sanction a country that is in a digital economy. It will be very much difficult to sanction a country in a digital economy. So how do you as a young person benefit from the opportunities that are, you know, within this digital economy? How does somebody in Ohangwena, somebody in Onga, in Ongenga, how do they participate into the economy, into the digital economy? There are two things, or three. Number one, you need to know what you have in your hands. So what do you have in your hands? You have a smartphone, you have a laptop. You already stand the chance to participate. Can you read? And are you able to write? So if you are, you already stand a chance. Because whether we like it or not, literacy contributes a lot to development. If you don't know how to read, you will be left out by a lot of information. If you don't know how to read, and if you don't know how to write, it will be difficult for you to communicate with whoever to do, to place an order or to participate in an economy. So what is very important is you knowing how to read and write. Then you have the knowledge of how to read and write. But then you can read, but you don't understand what you are reading. That's when we need basic skills. We need basic digital skills. Somebody needs to initiate a program where, you know, people are taught basic digital skills. They are taught the basics in digital skills, in computer literacy. Computer literacy and all that. The other thing is, you know, the underutilization of what we have. Sometimes we argue to say in Africa we don't have opportunities. And we think that opportunities can only come when you leave Africa and go somewhere. But if you don't understand what you have, it will be problematic. You will underutilize it. So let's go for a short break, then we'll be right back to continue.
Hello, Namibia. Endera pamwe nate muyuni wa LelaPay. LelaPay onkara ompu wa mafutiro no kuthitha ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodhi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko LelaPay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka LelaPay nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe viinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomavaro, na matumaraka gokwarukehe nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monami pia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. LelaPay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko LelaPay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae oshari eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o mauthemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turo ako Eagle FM, Imba, LelaPay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tuzengera nena kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, ne, no nora yeriari. LelaPay, yimo nena, tai adhika ko App Store, noko Google Play Store.
Right. So the digital transformation that the world is currently undergoing may be new to a lot of us. And it will take time for us to start discovering the opportunities thereof. But digital transformation has always been with us, but it has never been at the pace where it is today. So it has never been at that pace where it is today. Today we are talking about everything, you know, transforming digitally. It can even be health, military, agriculture. And I think it's only law that is, that people believe that law is behind, or justice is behind. But even the real estate, the way you look and find for a place to rent has changed. It has become digital, you know? It has become digital. And somebody just need to send pictures. You view, and if you like the place, you pay in and you occupy the place. Of course, there will be glitches here and there, because you will also have, you know, untrustworthy people that you pay in and you never get, you don't get, it's a scam. But the factors that are preventing, especially young people, even in Namibia or Africa, from participating into the digital economy, number one, if you don't know how to read and write, number two, if you don't have the basic computer skills or digital skills, you'll be left out because you'll not be able to understand what is going on. And number three is the underutilization of the devices. We use the devices blindly. We only want to update our Facebook. And we don't see, and this is something that I always say, we don't see Facebook as an economic opportunity. We don't see Facebook as an economic opportunity. We see it as a chatting platform. But there are people that lost millions when Facebook was shut down last year. Why? Because that was their office, that was their economic, you know, playground. We don't see it that way. Even updating status. If you have a business, you can even use your status as a marketing platform for your business. So we don't do that. All we put in status is exposing who did what. And even the videos that we download there, we download certain to just, you know, we are only busy in rumor mongering. We are only busy in rumor mongering. We are not participating into something that is very important, where you can have access to an opportunity that can transform your life. So we will depend on government to come through, but while opportunities are around us and we are not seeing them, because we are underutilizing the devices that we are having. Now, your phone, apart from it calling and receiving SMSs, it's a marketing manager. And apart from it being a marketing manager, it's a marketing tool, it's a marketing platform. And the list goes on. So if you don't see your phone as an opportunity to make money or transform your life, then, you know, there is a problem. If you don't see your computer as an opportunity, because digital transformation is a vast, is a word, it's very vast. So when you look at a network tower erected into your village, and let's say the internet is good, there is connectivity, the network is good, If you can't see that tower as an economic opportunity, then something, you know, is wrong. You are supposed to see that network tower as a booster or as a step in the right direction as far as your economic opportunities availability is concerned. You know, then comes those who have Wi-Fis at your houses. If you don't see that Wi-Fi, if you don't use it, by the time your parents retire that they are no longer able to have Wi-Fi to afford it, you will not be able to continue paying because you don't have money. But you are just downloading movies. And that's it. Not even a skill that you can sit and say, let me learn how to do A, B, C, D. No. It's just to download torrents and movies. So that Wi-Fi will not be beneficial to you. So because watching a movie does not contribute anything to the economic growth of your community. But learning a skill or two does, because you learn those skills and you can use it as an income or a source of income. Right, it's 19 minutes to 12. And if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-2888401. The number in studio is 083-2888401. So, skills transfer, we can blame the education system. But there are a lot of skills that you can learn that you can acquire through various digital platforms. But we are not doing that. Why? So why are we not viewing our phones, our computers, and whatever devices that we have as an economic opportunity? What is wrong? So that is the question that I have. Is it an understanding that we don't have? What seemed to be wrong? Because some of us are young people, we even rah-rah. We have powerful, you know, English vocabulary. But yet we are not seeing an opportunity that is before our eyes. You know? We are not seeing an opportunity that is before our eyes. You are somebody who does, you know, maybe you have a hair salon. You have a salon. Do you know that there is a university of YouTube that is able to help you improve your skills, better your skills? Eagle FM.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How is it?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
I just want to ask, like, about Elon Musk. When he brought this, when he changed fossil fuel with electric cars, and what did they say now? For those who sell phones that, for those who sell cars that use fossil fuel.
Yeah. You want to say, what will happen to cars with fossil fuel?
Yes.
Look, the issue of electric cars is really very far from them becoming, you know, widely available, because number one, they are very expensive. Number two, you know, with electric cars you need special charging slots,
yes,
which are not everywhere in the world. And there is also, you know, a complexity as far as the battery, how long it lasts before you charge it. So fossil fuel is still winning at this point in time because their cars are very affordable and, you know, at least fuel is cheaper compared to maintenance of an electric car to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the challenges that are, you know, on the way of an electric car. And Tesla has not really been doing good because of the dramas that happened, that took place 2020 and last year.
With Tesla cars.
Yeah, of these self-driving cars, you know, hitting concrete towers and causing, you know, serious accidents and resulting into deaths. So, there's still a long way when it comes to electric cars, really.
And on the other side, we can also see that Tesla is also building Tesla smart homes, Tesla phones, and anything that it can be very smart. I mean, Tesla means things like smart homes, smart cars, everything smart.
Yeah, no, when it comes to smart devices, at least they are winning. At least they are winning. But there's still a lot of way, they still have a long way to go in terms of, you know, making those smart devices that they are putting, you know, widely available. And there are issues of, you know, there are affordability issues involved. Yeah. All right. Okay, thank you very much. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, when it comes to electric cars, you know, there's still a long way to go. Yeah, so what is it that is preventing, you know, young people from seeing the opportunity? In the digital economy, when young people have the most powerful phones, you know, and most of the time when we want phones, we want a phone that is powerful in terms of a camera, the quality of pictures and videos. That's all we want. But how is that going to contribute to the economy? How are you going to make money with the quality, the picture quality, and a good video? How is that contributing to your economy? You still have somebody with a powerful phone that is quad, you know, a camera, but this person doesn't have money. So this person is still asking you to send them $2 when they have this powerful machine in their pocket. So why are we not maximizing the very thing that is, or the usage of the very thing that is in our pocket? You find somebody with, you know, I don't mean to offend, but you find somebody with a very expensive phone, but there's no airtime. You know, there's no data. So why did you get the phone that is expensive so that it can come and do what? So every device that we have, especially the smart devices, must contribute to your growth. It should contribute to your growth in terms of you making money and in terms of you gaining knowledge. So why are we underutilizing these devices? Is it lack of knowledge? And if it is lack of knowledge, what are we doing to solve this problem? 083-288-401 if you want to be part of the conversation. 083-288-401. That's a number. You know, just sit down and really introspect. Say you bought a phone for 8,000 or for 10,000. Did you make profit? Or are you able to get that money back through your phone? Are you able to get that money through your phone? 8,000. It's just taking selfie, updating the status, and then we are done. That's for the day. And the laptop, maybe downloading, watching movies. But what a laptop is, an office. It's a working office. When you have an iPhone, when you have a Samsung, you are in office. You have a potential to becoming, you know, a young entrepreneur. You have a potential of making money. But do you know that? So that's why you need to be listening to, you know, programs such as Tech Show. You know, that's when we understand how we should use, because when you don't understand the purpose of something, if you don't understand the purpose of a device or something, if you don't understand something's purpose, abuse is inevitable. And it is inevitable for you to underutilize what you have, to even underestimate it. Underestimate its potential capabilities. So it is easy for you to underestimate the potential capabilities of what you have because you don't actually understand the benefit of it. So taking pictures, updating our status, watching movies, that is not the benefit. That's not why you should have a phone. You see, that's not why you should have a phone. That's, you know, after you have done what you are supposed to do with your phone, that's when you can take selfies. That's after hours. You know, your phone is a digital office. Your phone is a digital bank. Your phone is a digital platform. It's an opportunity. Your phone is a gateway to various good opportunities that you may not get by walking around window, going from one office to the other looking for a job. But you can get it by walking around sites. You are able to find what you are able to do. And you are also able to understand how you are supposed to do it. So when you have data, and you have, you have internet. The first thing that you should do is, what should I benefit? What skill do I get? And how do I use it, this knowledge, to make money? Because the jobs that are coming are not going to be driven by qualification. They are going to be driven by skills and experience. And skills and experience are not going to be theoretical. It's practical. Do you understand the device? Yes. Okay, use it. You don't understand? No, then you are out. So, do you understand the device? Yes. Then you are in. You understand technology? Are you able to work with this machine? Are you able to operate this machine? So that is the world to come. And if you are in your 20s, you are in your teens, you are the one that should grab this opportunity by you know, understanding your devices better and understanding how you can use them to gain opportunity, entries to the world of opportunities. The digital economy or the digital universe is a place of opportunities. Unlike before when we have to move from one place to the other. Now we move from one site to the other, from one platform to the other. All right, we'll go for a short break. Then after a short break, I'll come and, wrap up and at the same time introduce my colleague, Dwight, who is coming through, to take you into the business, into the brand conversation. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hello, Namibia. Endera pamwe natse muyuni wa LelaPay. LelaPay onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko LelaPay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo tarongitha oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka LelaPay nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumaraka goru kozi, omatumaraka goma hiyo, omatumaraka goma harero ya mbeko goma baro, no matumaraka goku arukehe goka wahara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza owarapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. LelaPay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko LelaPay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Patulura o akauntae oshari eto turamo omauthemba goe. Inda ko kanjato koe kimariwa eto turako oshimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhite. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omauthemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM, Imba, LelaPay, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital@malaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguda kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, ketatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. LelaPay, yimo nena, nena, tai adhika ko App Store, no ko Google Play Store.
All right, we are back. So see your phone as an opportunity. Don't see it as a good camera phone, good picture, a good, 128 gigabyte, and, quad camera, LED, whatever. No, don't see your phone like that. Your phone, your laptop, your device, you are, when you have it in your pocket, you are a walking economy. You see, you are a walking digital economy. Because your phone, your laptop, those are gateways into, the digital universe where you can have access to countless digital opportunities. So do not let the issue of only updating your status and, making funny videos on TikTok and chatting endlessly on Facebook and WhatsApp to be the reason why you have bought your phone. No, I think we have gone out, we have gone past that stage. Now we are dealing with how you are supposed to be part of the digital economy.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook
at
BMMC Namibia.
As an economy. So that's the only, that's a thing I can tell you, that whenever you are buying a phone, what do you want? If you use a 12,000 to buy a phone, are you getting that 12,000 back through your phone? By getting access to the opportunities that it comes with, So that is, you know, that's how a young person in Africa can bypass the bureaucratic political system that is very difficult for you to get through and get a job by leaning on the digital universe that, of course, your phone has already provided you gateways to it. Right. Let me greet Dwight.
Franz?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. How's it?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you touched on the phone, Franz, because it is the one factor that is, or let me say not factor, the one realm of the technological advancement that is taking place on the consumer front here in the continent, because it's the phones.
Yeah.
The mobile markets are exploding all across the continent. It's the aspect of like having a laptop and internet to your laptop. That's the slow progress. That's the slow growth rate. That's the slow aspect kicking off.
Yeah, and surprisingly, Dwight, we are underutilizing this mobile technology.
We are.
Because we only want to take our pictures and look at ourselves, how beautiful the picture is, and that's it.
Or you get those kinds of consumers or Namibians that come and tell you, no, my phone has 128 gig storage. I'm like, okay.
So why? How are you benefiting from a 128
exactly. What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to get? How is it contributing to your economy and to your growth as a person?
Exactly. Or they come to you and tell you, I've got the latest iPhone. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
The latest iPhone for 20,000. But this person will never make a profit of 40,000 through the phone.
Or 100,000 through the phone. It's just there to take the selfies.
Yeah.
Have some fancy features and filters. Well, and we're not mentioning names, Franz.
No. We are not going to mention any.
We can't mention names.
Yeah. Dwight, let me go. Of course, we're wishing you a great show.
Thanks a lot.
And of course, to the listeners, it's a goodbye. We are going to meet again on the Friday edition of Tech.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of